This is the Bald Scientist Podcast, where we talk about science, from the factual to the fictional, and sometimes a bit of both, with the good doctor, One R. Pagan.
In the next episode of the Bald Scientist Podcast, from time to time, some people argue that the advancements of science, the mathematical description of nature, diminish the beauty, the wonder that nature can give us. Nothing is further from the truth. Also, even though science and technology are largely responsible of our success as a species and even our very own survival, I will tell you that science is not an actual thing. In fact, I can argue, and I will argue, that science does not exist. Curious? Also, living organisms are composed of inanimate atoms and molecules, and it's no secret that biological life behaves very differently at the organizational and functional level from inanimate matter. In other words, what is life? Spoiler alert, nobody really knows, but we are going to explore characteristics of life. Also, in this episode, we are going to discuss how concepts like gravitation, evolution, and many other scientific ideas can be, at the same time, a theory and a fact. All of this, and likely a little bit more, in the next episode of the Bald Scientist Podcast. Would you like me to discuss a specific topic in the podcast? Would you like me to include a certain specific tidbit of information in the Did You Know segment of the podcast? If so, please leave me a message in the episode's show notes at boldscientist.com or send me an email at orpagan@yahoo.com. For now, I will leave you with a little excerpt of what you should expect to hear from me in the next episode of the podcast. The boundaries between the traditional natural sciences are not very well defined. For example, 200 years ago or so, it was perfectly possible to study living organisms without knowing any significant amount of chemistry, physics, or even mathematics. The main reason for that state of affairs was that the life sciences were mainly descriptive as opposed to experimentally oriented. You see, in those times, most naturalists were primarily concerned with the what is it, sometimes with the why did it get that way, and rarely, if ever, with the how it got that way. In our days, we would say that naturalists were concerned with the identity of something and its purpose in nature, real or perceived. With some distinguished exceptions for sure, naturalists were not really concerned about what made things tick. Well, my friends, that's it for now. I hope to talk to you soon. And in the meantime, please stay healthy and safe. And very importantly, out of trouble. Because as you already know about me, I never do. Take care. Bye-bye.